We're talking about a very, very famous and very, very important sefer. We're talking about the Bahag today, the sefer Halachos Gedolos. This is a sefer which was written in the times of the Geonim. It's a sefer which is quoted by many, many Rishonim. It's quoted by Tosfos, it's quoted by the Rush and the Ramban, it's quoted by the Rambam. The sefer Bahag is a very, very important sefer, and we'll see in a little bit that a lot of the Bahag is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but it's often quoted in Shulchan Aruch and quoted Halach Lemaisa in what is a very, very fascinating way. We do know, most certainly, that it came from the times of the Gaonim. There's a bit of a Machlokas HaRishonim who wrote it. The opinion of Tosfos in a bunch of places, and the Smag and others, it was written by Rav Yehudai Gaon. The Rambam and the Ramban maintained that it was written by Rav Shimon Kaira, I think is how you pronounce the name. Different Machlokas, exactly who wrote it. But we know it comes from the Gaonim. We know it's a very, very early sefer, and we know that it has significant impact. The first way in which it has real impact, which many of us may be familiar with, is that in the beginning of his sefer, he lists the Taryag mitzvos. There is that tradition from the Gemara in Maseches Makos. We have a Gemara in Sota, you know, a Machlok has had a couple different mitzvahs, but it's not always so clear what should have been counted and what should not be counted in the list of Taryag mitzvos. The Bahag is very important. He's one of the first, who goes through and tries to take a stab at listing the Taryag mitzvos. That list was very important. It was so important that it's really what the Rambam in his Sefer Mitzvos comes to preclude. The Rambam gives his list for how to count mitzvos, and in many ways he rejects. It's there to reject the Bahag system of what does and doesn't get counted. And a lot of the Ramban's work on Rambam's Sefer Mitzvos are about defending the Bahag. One of the reasons for that is, aside from the Ramban's general love of defending Rishonim, like he did when he defended the Rif from the Baal HaMaor and the Milchamos, we'll see in a little bit the Bahag has a special status in the eyes of many Rishonim. But again, the main impact one area of impact certainly is his list of mitzvos. The Bahag, though, primarily is a list of halachos. It's a list of halachas, akadekach, that there's even like a mesorah, people that, you know, to chazer certain things would go over the Bahag, because he just tells you the halachas that a person really has to know. What's interesting is that because the Bahag comes from the times of the Gaonim, the Bahag has a very unique status in the eyes of the Rishonim. Tosfos in Maseches Chulin, Tosfos points out in Maseches Chulin, after he quotes the Bahag, so Tosfos says about the Bahag, we are v'divreim divrei kabbalah v'yisil smoch aleihem, that even when Rishonim disagree with the Bahag, they're very hesitant doing so, and they're very hesitant pasking against the Bahag. There's a certain strength, a certain tradition that the Bahag had that they don't want to reject. The Rush writes in Brachos that the chol divreim divrei kabbalah v'yisil smoch aleihem, that many Rishonim relate to the Bahag with a certain degree of authority. Why did he get that degree of authority? So the Maharit has a tshuva in Chelik Beis and Yoredei and Siman Yad Aleph. It's quoted a lot of the Hakdamas of the Bahag. It's because he's really one of the Gaonim who had traditions, not only from the Gaonim, but Mumei Rabbanon Siman Chafei in Sifkatan Beis. Upa'amim v'kame pa'amim matzinu. We often find Shahatosvos v'chol ha'poskim, that Tosvos and all the poskim really are chasashu l'divrei ha'bahag, that they hold like the Bahag, afilu hecha delo mistabir ta'ame, even if the Bahag svara doesn't make sense, and sometimes afilu lehakel, they'll be makel like the Bahag because he said it, even though I think he's way wrong, mibnei shekol devar of divrei kabbalah v'kol shekein kan shehu machmir u'mistabir ta'ame, all the more so when he's machmir, they're going to be choshes for the Bahag. What are examples where there's a sheet of the Bahag that most Rishonim don't really buy into, but nevertheless, we seem to accept? So there are three, Rav Shechter, I think, often points out, at least I think he goes off in three, there are three Bahags that really we paskin like and we're choshesh for, even the most of them don't assume like, and even though me'ikar hadin, we probably don't hold like. The first is a Sefira Sa'omer Bahag. The Bahag is the makar of a halacha in Sefira Sa'omer, one of the first halachas that we are taught, which is that if you miss a day, you can no longer count with a bracha. If you miss the fifth day of the Omer, you're out of it. You still have to count, but you're no longer able to count with a bracha. Most Rishonim assume that's not true. Most of them assume if I miss a day, I can still keep on counting with a bracha even afterwards. But we have that tradition from the Bahag. That's why Derech Agav, sometimes a phenomenon is a guy stops counting with a bracha, he stops counting altogether. Like once I've lost a bracha, altogether. That's not true. Meaning for most Rishonim, you are still chayiv in counting. and we should still be counting even if a person misses the bracha, but that's we hold it to Bahag. Because we hold it to Bahag more out of like deference to his status, so if there are any other sfeikos, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you're misupik if you counted, so we'll say, keep on counting with the bracha. That in general, we hold like the Baruch Kosh is for the Bahag, but any other reasons, it doesn't take us that, it's not that big of a deal for us to say, you know what, you keep on counting with the bracha. The second Bahag, which is a little bit of a well-known Bahag, relates to when a person's Mekabel Shabbos. The Bahag has a very well-known Shita, that when a person lights Neiros Shabbos, it's at that moment that they are Mekabel, that they're Mekabel Shabbos. I think in the original Bahag, it sounds like not only are they Mekabel Shabbos, but rather, all B'nai Beso. So if my wife lights Shabbos candles, we're all Chayv and Shabbos then, which may even preclude the capacity for the other B'nai Bayis to daven Mincha once she has lighted Neiros Shabbos. We're not Machmir HaKadekach, we're Choshes for the Bahag, and that we tell women that when they're lighting Neiros Shabbos, that once they light Neiros Shabbos, unless they have a very, very good reason, and they light out Tanai, that really they should assume that their Hadlaka is Kabbalah Shabbos. That's a Shita of the Bahag also, which many of them don't think that's true. Many of them don't think that the Hadlaka is part of the Mekabel Shabbos, but Rechosh is for the Bahag. The third Shita of a Bahag, which is a very important and well-known Bahag, which we don't also, most sort of seem to argue with, relates to women being motzi men in Mikra Megillah. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, afin hayu ba'oso hanes, that women are chayavos in Mikra Megillah. So the Bahag writes that women are chayav in Megillah, but they're not chayav in reading the Megillah, they're chayav in hearing the Megillah. And because our chiv as men is to read and their chiv is to listen, they can't be motzi men, it's not the same chiv at all. In Shulchan Aruch, so we are machmir for the Bahag, we're machmir for the Bahag, even though me ikar hadin, we really, most Yishonim don't paskin that way. So Shechter said once as an example of this, that let's say you have a husband who's very, very sick. He's very, very sick, and he's going to be, you know, he's sometimes conscious, sometimes not conscious, which can happen, Rahman at the end of a person's life, and he's going to, you know, and he wakes up in the afternoon of every, his wife knows the chance he's going to wake up. When he wakes up, it'll be for 20 minutes here or there. So he wants to be able to read the Megillah while he's up. So we would assume the only person available was a woman. We would tell the woman to read the Megillah for him, because me ikar hadin, we don't pass him like the Bahag. We're very, very much deferential. And choshes to the Bahag Shita, he has really a significant impact in the world of Psak Halacha. The biggest challenge with the Bahag, and this I think is why many of us probably have never even seen a Bahag, the text of the Bahag is really not pashut at all. The Ramah Mipano has a tshuva, he points this out. A lot of things seem to be missing. The Tavuah Shor points out, in Shulchan Aruch, Tavuah Shor points out that like, often we'll see things quoted in the name of the Bahag, and then you'll open the Sefer, and the Bahag there says the opposite. A lot of questions of text. We have some newer editions of the Bahag where they try to put everything together, but in general, it's not the text. In general, the Chaznish says, we don't have a good authoritative, smooth Bahag always to work off of. So they've come out with some newer ones recently, but that is as far as the Bahag goes. Again, an incredibly important sefer, definitely one which is good for us to be aware of. It comes up, it gets quoted, but if you ever see a Bahag gets quoted, you'll see Tofos going out of their way to try to defend him, or people speaking with a degree of like just deference to the Bahag, even though it seems like most poskim, that's clear. It comes up sometimes. The guy wrote an article a couple years ago about the Sfira thing, and he wrote the article. It came out in a certain journal. He came out the article, he's like, I don't know why I pass like the Bahag. And there's a whole thing about how, like, most we've shown him hold, you should keep on counting the Omer if you missed it, whatever. Like, I don't know what's going on here at all. So the answer is, he doesn't know what's going on here at all because he doesn't know about how we've shown him relate to the Bahag, which is that once the Bahag says something, called Devrayim, Devray Kabbalah, so then we tend to do our best to be Choshesh for the Bahag as much as possible because we assume he has these traditions. Traditions that come from Saborayim, traditions that come from people mentioned even, you know, the end of the Gemara, so we tend to really try to be somech as much as possible on the Shita of the Bahag whenever we can. The Shach says, certainly the Chumrah, but even the Kula, we'll do our best to be somech on the Bahag.